Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we have a Cuban-born singer-songwriter who's with us in what looks like to be her home somewhere on the planet. I'm assuming you're living in Los Angeles or somewhere right now. Sasha Prendes is our guest. Hello, Sasha.
Hi, hello.
Are you in LA or where are you?
I am actually in New York. I'm in my glam studio. This is just like where I come and do hair and makeup and get ready for events.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You know, from what I read about you, you have quite an interesting background. And, you know, I know we're talking about, you know, your new single, and we're going to talk a lot about Shake This today. But I want to talk about who Sasha Prendes is. You know, you grew up, your father was a martial arts instructor or expert, and you also followed in his footsteps, got into martial arts and even won a tournament.
Yeah, so my dad was actually my coach. We all kind of started at the same place. So my family's from Cuba, and I was actually born in the States, but I grew up in Kansas. So I'm the Cuban from Kansas. I was the only, we were like the only ones there. Like,
how did you adjust to, you know, I mean, having grown up in a house that was in Kansas, but your parents were from another culture, another country. How did that work in the house for you?
So it was actually really cool. I always did feel a little bit different than my peers and my neighbors, but we ended up building really incredible friendships with the people around us. And I still have so many people back home in Kansas that I consider family and that I love so much. And it was interesting because at one point our neighbors were like, a few years in, are you guys a part of the witness protection program? And my parents were like, wait, what? And so it was kind of like a running joke for a while. And then, and then eventually we're like, no.
And you also studied dance.
Yeah. So I danced for a while and then transferred over to martial arts because my dad used to do martial arts back in the day as well. And he's really, really into it. And so he ended up coaching me. I did Olympic sparring, so I had won and used to compete in tournaments.
Is it karate, judo? What is the martial art that you entered?
I did taekwondo.
Taekwondo, the Korean karate taekwondo. Sasha Prendes, who's our guest today, and so how did you end up in music, going from dance and martial arts? Then you ended up as a singer. How did that come about?
So I like to say I've always been singing before I was speaking. And I love music. I learned to sing through sing-along videos and Barney and Disney. And that was always the dream. I was always putting on shows and putting on costumes and creating choreography and stuff and doing things for my family and friends. And then, you know, I was into dance. I was into taekwondo. I did a bunch of other things. But ultimately, I was like, okay, I'm a singer, but you know, when you're young, you don't always know how to do what you want to do, you know, so you just kind of get involved in as many things as you can or things that interest you. My parents were great at like putting me into different sports and activities, just, you know, have me explore and figure out what it is that I like.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite princess?
Belle,
Beauty and the Beast, of course. Sasha Prendes is our Belle today. She is here on Border Crossings. We're going to ask if you do a song for us. Whatever song you want to do. What are you going to sing first?
Absolutely. I'll probably sing my new single, Shake This. We have it in English and in Spanish, so I can definitely perform those for you guys. And then I have another two secret songs that haven't come out yet, so I'll do those for you guys as well.
Great, great. So here is the new single, Shake This, Sasha Prendes, here on Border Crossings.
Been like kinda hiding, like improvising, my own demising. Should ever, and I mean never, ever feel that way. Saw my own falter, which I had to alter. Now I'm up and I'm out, set it free, being bound. Shake this, let me show you how to shake this. me show you how I shake it.
Crossings with Sasha Prendez. Shake This. What's the story behind Shake This? It's, I read where you were standing in front of a mirror talking to yourself. Is that where this kind of came about?
Kind of. My producer, D. Lawrence, literally, him and I have like telepathy. We communicate back and forth without saying anything. And we were both kind of going through something. And he at one point just looks at me and goes, "We need to shake this." And I look at him and I'm like, and he's like, "It's a song." And then next morning he's like, "Hey, here are the three words. Here are a few notes. Come to the studio and we're going to record it." And we recorded the song. So that was really how it started. But it's about shaking off the negativity and like not letting the things that are dragging you down keep you there. Mm-hmm. You know, you just gotta let it go and let go of the compromising and the things of the past. Mm-hmm. So it's about letting go and having fun.
Moving forward. And I also read where you were or are a bit shy at some point. You don't take me as a shy person, but I guess at some point in your life, you were a little bit shy and reserved. How did you overcome that? How did you get past the shyness?
I was really shy when it came to my music and my writing ability. I was like, I'd always be like, "Yeah, I'm a singer," or like, "Yeah, I write songs," but no one really knew how serious I took it until later on in life. And It was crazy. It was like, it took one person to be like, "Oh, you're a terrible singer," to then, you know, 12-year-old Sasha to be like, "Okay, I'm never singing in front of anyone again." But then like having that voice in the back of your head going, "You're a great singer. Like, come on, like you can't, don't listen. Who is this person?" And I think we've all experienced that, right? Like we've had someone kind of like knock us down and tell us that our dreams are not valid. And I got through it by basically just practicing my craft. And the more I wrote and the more I sang and the more I got involved and the more I tried, the more confident I became.
That's good. That's good. I mean, because I always find there's a lot of entertainers who are shy people and don't like crowds, but yet they chose this as a career and it involves a crowd if you want to be successful.
Right? It's so interesting. I think that there's a persona that you can put on when you're performing and you're on stage. And that's actually something I am currently working on, is you know, kind of separating like at home Sasha from on stage Sasha. And for the longest time I was like, "But they're the same person, what are you talking about?" But there is an element of like, okay, you're on, that like it's very different from when you don't have to be on, when you're at home in your PJs chilling with your friends. Exactly. Versus like, okay, the lights are on, the mic is up, let's go. And right. It's a different, you know, a different type of energy that you exude. So yeah, that's what it is. You just gotta do it.
And that's wonderful that you have a dance background. Now you're singing, so you can incorporate the dances or dancing into your stage shows, into the, you know, concerts, the tour. And I guess you've also got, with the new music you're putting out, a bit of Cuban culture with flamenco guitar.
We have some amazing musicians on the next several tracks. I mean, just such talented people who are playing all types of Cuban-inspired genres and pieces of music. It's just, it's really just incredible, and I'm so grateful. But yeah, we've incorporated a lot of Latin influence because my family's from Cuba, and in Cuba, they invented, you know, several different genres of music. And then I'm born in the States and I love American music. And that's a big, massive fusion of all cultures and all things. So to kind of embody all pieces of me, you know, D was like, "Okay, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's incorporate this." So it's very like pop Latin fusion, you know, we've got some R&B, some hip hop, influences in there as well. It's really fun.
It's bilingual.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
You don't do things easy. You want to make things hard.
Yeah. Scratch my head. You could ask my parents. I made it easy for them.
So you didn't speak Spanish growing up.
I did speak Spanish growing up.
You did. Okay. Because I thought I read that you didn't speak Spanish growing up, but you know, you evolved and learned it. But I guess you know, that's not a correct statement then. So it must be easy then for you to convey the Spanish emotion, the Cuban emotion in the songs when you're singing between Spanish and English and Spanish and English.
So it's kind of flipped. So I started with Spanish, and then when we moved to Kansas, when I was really little, nobody around me spoke Spanish. So it's kind of hard to like keep up the language, mm-hmm. but I still had like the foundation. And so now like just practicing, I mean, all the time, and it's a whole new level of practice when you're like writing it and singing it. And so I'm really like, I'm getting better. I'm constantly practicing with my family and my grandparents. And it's something that I definitely am grateful that I was able to keep alive. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of my brother doesn't speak Spanish, but you know, he was in Kansas at age 2 and he was like, I don't want to speak Spanish. I mean, like, it's hard to enforce a language when no one else around you is speaking it in school and whatnot. So I'm very, very, very grateful for that. But yeah, like exploring it from a writer's perspective and a musical perspective, it feels great. It feels great.
Have you gone to Cuba? Have you been to Cuba to see Cuba?
I have not been to Cuba. Mm. I have not been to Cuba yet.
Well, now you've got a bilingual hit. You should go.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, absolutely. That is the goal. That is one of my dreams for sure, is to be able to bring my family and to go back and set foot on the place where they used to call home, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I read that you were singing songs at a very young age, 4 years old or something, you were singing. And you had mentioned Barney and stuff like that, which you know, a lot of young kids sing along. I love you. You love me. You know, we're a happy family, all that stuff. But at what point did you write your first song? At what age?
I was 8 years old when I wrote my first song. And I was in fourth grade, living in Kansas. And it was called I Will Cross the Ocean for You. And my mom said, I was like, wow, I was a hopeless romantic at age 8. So my mom sent me like this notebook that she found of like all of the songs that I wrote in like fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And that's like as far as I can go back, like to tangibly have a copy of songs that I've written.
But that would be great. It would be a great concept for an album, call the album Fourth Grade, and just, you know, and then sing all those songs that you wrote back in fourth grade, you know, on an album, whether it be for kids, you know, who might relate to some of the lyrics or not. But, you know, it's an idea.
Yeah, no, I think I pull from it. I've pulled from some of these. I'm like, what? I was like, man, I was a sad little peanut. Like, what am I talking about? Cross the ocean for you. What do I know about any of that?
So. Sasha Prendes is our guest. And how about an album? Are you working on an album? Is that the plan?
So yes, we have an album in the works, and that's about as much as I can say.
Oh, but, come on. Just between you and I, we'll just keep it between us.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You're going to see a lot more of my personality, you know, the Cuban from Kansas, the Kung Fu cowgirl, you know, like all these different elements of me that mush together makeup Sasha. It's gonna be really cool, so I'm really excited to open up.
Do you have any possible titles for the album that you can share, I mean, in your head that you're kicking around?
I have it. I just don't know if I'm allowed to share it.
Oh yeah, of course you can. I got just got a call. You're allowed to share it.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
You're not gonna be bound by it, but
I need to be like, hey guys, can I tell the world?
Can I tell the world what my album's gonna? Well, you know, when will the album come out? So the suspense will end and we can all figure it out. What will the release date be? Do you have an idea?
That's another thing that they love to keep me in the dark about. Which, to be fair, as an artist, you know, independent artist who started, you know, on my own and didn't have any connections and didn't know anyone, it is a very cool feeling to have a team of people who take care of that organizational aspect of the projects, you know? So as much as I'm like, oh my God, tell me, I want to share with everyone, they're also like, we know you want to share with everyone. So we're going to wait until we need you to share with everyone. But I don't know. I'll have to shoot a message. But right now, the only thing I do know is that I have Shake This. And it's doing really well.
So, I mean, do you get a chance to tour, to do shows in outside of New York? Do you travel around a lot doing shows? I know last time we talked, you were going between recording sessions and whatever, but you were on the road, you were outside.
I know. It was so crazy. So my life has just been bananas, and I love it. So I had a performance last night, actually. We had a big show in the city, a celebration for the new song, Shake This, which went fantastic. And yeah, I had like my first like really cool, like outside of my norm costume change, mm-hmm. which was really fun. Red carpet, a lot of friends and family came. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. As far as touring, I mean, I'm thinking the fall. That's like kind of what the conversation has been. And then there'll obviously be more songs released by the fall. So just kind of preparing for all of that.
Mm. Would you do an all Spanish album?
Oh my God. Yeah, totally. I'd have to sprinkle in some English phrases though, because there's certain things that I just say that my people will know. I'm like, I can only articulate this sentence in this language, or vice versa in Spanish.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, I see that all the time with people speaking, you know, another language, that they all of a sudden throw in a few English words in the middle of it.
Yeah, right. I call it Spanglish.
Spanglish, there you go.
I call it Spanglish.
Sasha Prendes, our guest today here on Border Crossings, and we're going to get another song from you. I mean, these next two are songs you've never released or performed for the public yet. So this is just for us, an exclusive worldwide premiere. What's the song you're going to do?
I'm going to do the song called Problem from the Word Go.
Problem from the Word Go. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Uh-oh is right.
Problem from the Word Go. Here's Sasha Prendes on Border Crossings.
People spawn a game for the lofty. We can't get it done just 'cause you said so. You were the from the word go. Ooh, just too tall to make me crawl. I'm not some throwaway baby doll. La da 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 da, not gonna be your baby. La da 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 da, not gonna be your, not gonna be your baby doll. Gonna be your baby doll. Ooh, you're a problem from the word go. Babe, I should've known.
Border Crossing, Sasha Prendes, and that is a unreleased song, Problems from the Word Go. What was the inspiration for that song, might I ask?
Another D. Lawrence and Sasha real life situation, communicate telepathically, wake up in the morning and go record a new song. Literally. Problem from the word go is just kind of, I was feeling like I was getting ghosted by a guy that I liked. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of getting to me. And I was like, wait, why would you want to ghost me? Like, I thought we were getting along. I thought it was cool. And then kind of was like missing dates or like would show up late or didn't respond. And it all just kind of seemed like, oh, well, you know, the red flags were there. And then D just was like communicating with me. And he's like, hey, I wrote this song and I thought of you. And I just looked at him and was like, how did you know? Like, how did you know this is exactly how I was feeling? So it was pretty cool. It's really cool. And what I love about it is we all see those red flags at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. And we overlook them, but we see them.
No one can hide who they are for more than 90 days. So when you see the red flag within the first 90 days, those same things are going to become a problem later on after those 90 days, or typically can become the reason why you break up or whatever. And so it's a problem from the word go. It's a real thing.
Dangerous to date a songwriter. That is always, you know, I mean, Taylor Swift has proven that over and over again. And so for Sasha Prendes, do these guys who inspired songs know that they inspired songs? Have you sent them? This is for you, hun.
You know, some of them, yes. Some of them I've been like, hey, like, I remember one time I hadn't spoken to an ex in a long time. And I messaged him and I said, hey, remember that one time I was mad at you and I wrote a song and I told you that you couldn't listen to it? Well, it's just dropped. So here you go. Let me know what you think. He wrote back to me and he was like, ooh, spicy. he didn't know what to say.
Exactly. That's funny. Sasha Prendes is releasing a new album sometime in the near future. We don't have the release date yet, but I'm sure we'll be hearing about it more. So what is the Luisa Diaz Foundation, which I believe you are a very staunch supporter of?
Absolutely. Oh my God, I love Luisa. Luisa Diaz is an incredible human who has put together a foundation to celebrate kindness. She was inspired by her grandmother, who was severely abused, had 15 children, and ended up escaping from her grandfather, who was incredibly abusive. And she's like, that woman is the strongest person I know. And so since then, like, Luisa has vowed to help other women, kids, survivors, and men too, of people who have suffered from domestic violence, abuse, as well as human trafficking. And as someone myself who's been in several tumultuous relationships and in some serious domestic violence situations, my heart really goes out to all of those people. And I've been there. Most women have. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you're standing in a room and it's like one in two women have experienced, you know, some sort of domestic violence. Like, the stats are just absolutely insane. And I love that she's raising awareness about it. And so I met her and she's Latina también. And so we vibe and we're like, let's band together, you know? So I'm a huge supporter of that. She came to my event last night, which was really cool. And I just believe that talking about it, raising awareness and, you know, removing that shame that people feel, you know, when they've gone through something difficult like that, no matter how big or small, that there are resources and there are people here to help, you know. Well,
you are a role model, and there are, you know, some young people who are still watching Barney and and beyond, who are, you know, aspiring to be Sasha Prendes, and they're taken by your story. So tell me about this, the domestic violence, you got over it. How did you get over it? What advice could you give to somebody who's experiencing domestic violence?
My couple of things. One, I'm very open about it because I feel like a lot of people hide it and feel shameful. And the most important thing is to know that it's like, it's not your fault. And then two, like, as a woman, like, I love really hard. I'm very vulnerable. I open up. I trust a bit too easily. And I'd say what helped me was when at one point I said, okay, is this actually my life? Like, is this how I want to live the rest of my life? Is this like crying all the time and feeling this way? Because abuse is more than just physical. It's mental, it's emotional, it's financial. You know, like, people feel stuck in these situations. You know, they're threatening you. I had a guy threaten to kill my cat. I mean, you're talking like some real crazy stuff. And then you don't want to test if they can actually do that.
Right.
So you're going to try and like diffuse the situation. You're going to try and be chill. And one day in this one particular situation, I had had enough. And I just called my dad and I was like, SOS, like, it's time. And most of your family and friends know that something's not right because you act weird. You kind of pull back. And so my advice would be ask for help when you're ready to get help. Because like before, everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I don't know about this guy. Are you okay? And I'm like, no, guys, I'm fine. I'm great. But, right. You know, I wasn't ready to go yet. Also, for other things, like, I was scared. Like, oh, my God, what's he going to do to my cat? Or what's he going to do to my family? And then when you kind of get past that fear and see, like, okay, you know what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel. This isn't my life. There are resources. There are people who love me and care about me. And then you can move forward. So that's the first thing, is, like, when you're ready to get help for any form of abuse, there are people, there are friends, there are family. Let's go. Let's get you out of there. And then the second thing is that you have an 80% chance of getting into another abusive relationship after your first one. So just because the first one was super toxic and the next one is less toxic doesn't mean it's not toxic. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. And so when you're ready to get out, get out. And then two, I'm telling you, therapy and truly spending time by yourself has helped me a lot, because I definitely repeated the cycle and it became less and less and less, and my threshold became less and less. Whereas like now I'm like, okay, the second someone even raises their voice at me, I'm like, nope, I don't, I don't tolerate this. I'm exactly. Leaving this date right now.
Right.
The red flag city, like the bombs are going off my head. I'm like, oh no. So yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Sasha Prendes is talking with us about her music, her personal life, her challenges that she's overcome. And it's all very exciting. You know, you're right at the cusp of an exciting career right now. I mean, you've been doing music for a while, but you got a new song, Shake This, and it's doing well for you. And so it's exciting. And then there's an album coming, which means a tour is coming. Would you say you're a fashionista? Because I, you know, that's my impression of you. When I saw you for the first time, you looked very fashionable. You looked like a cover girl. You had your little raincoat on and, you know, your yellow coat. You were all ready to go. Now you're all dressed up. Hair is different. So it looks like you're very much into fashion.
So I love fashion, and I've been getting more and more into it, you know, through my career and being in the industry. And lately I've been loving like the nerdy glasses, the dark lip.
Retro, yeah.
And the updo. Like I love the like the messy hair updo. It's been nice. So I do that, and it's like I'm either, you know, kind of like this, or I'm in a ball gown. There's like no in between.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's really great that you can do all that. Do you want to act? You're certainly beautiful enough. Is that something you've thought about?
Thank you. Oh my God, I love acting. Absolutely love it. I've done several commercials.
Oh, great.
And yeah, it's been a few months since I've done a commercial, and I do auditions for them all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would love to get involved in film, but commercials are so fun, you know, especially when they're like I did an insurance commercial. Hilarious, you know, like they're just goofy fun. And I like to make fun of myself and be silly. like in my music video.
Right,
it's silly video. And yeah, I find a lot of enjoyment in that. But I mean, I can also cry like this. So I would love to get into something a little bit more intense and do some television and film for sure.
We've got Sasha Prendes here on Border Crossings. You're going to do another song for us? One more?
Yes, one more.
Another worldwide premiere on Border Crossings. What is it?
Surprise.
A surprise? Oh, just...
It's a surprise. It's a surprise.
You're not going to tell me? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to drop it on you. I'm not going to tell you yet.
All right. Here is a mystery song. Sasha Prendes here on Border Crossings.
Chance.
Border Crossing, Sasha Prendes. Okay, I love the song. Now you got to tell me a little bit more about it, other than mystery song, no name, not telling you. What is it called?
Mystery song. So Do This Dance is about that hesitation that you have with a partner that you're like, oh my gosh, like I really want to confront them about this. I want to talk about this. And you kind of feel like you can't, or you're kind of back and forth, or you're on and off. And it's me just basically being like, why do we have to do this? Why don't you just love me? Why do we have to make this so complicated?
I ask that all the time. Why does it have to be so complicated? So you, you know, obviously you like to have fun. You're bubbly, and the music videos, your songs are all happy, you know, with a message that's quite serious. Do you have ballads as well that you sing? Or are you just, you know, a happy dance music person? What lane is Sasha Prendes in?
Well, right now I am in a very nice, happy, fun dance era of my life. And the music that I did before, the music that I had worked on before I started working with Asia Live Records, I made like sad girl pop, you
really?
Know? So like, if you like the stuff that like got me discovered, you know, was all of my like songs I wrote, you know, crying on my kitchen floor and stuff like that. But I do have a few ballads, and I'm excited to explore that are currently out. I'm excited to kind of go into that like slow song, pour my heart out direction eventually. But right now, I mean, I'm having way too much fun. And
too much fun. Well, that's what it's all about, is having fun.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you sound great. Your music sounds great. You know, this is a great, like I said, a great time to be Sasha Prendes. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on in the year ahead, and I can't wait to hear the album. And I hope that, you know, when you put out the album, you'll give us a chance to talk to you again so we can talk more about the album, which remains nameless right now, but and dateless, but we'll eventually find out what it is. So where can people find out more about you? Where can they find your schedule, your tour schedule, or what social media sites are you hanging out on?
You can find everything on sashaprendes.com. And on literally everywhere music lives. I am on every digital platform. I am on every social media. And if you go to my website, sashaprendes.com, sign up for my newsletter, and you will get all updates, all infos, pop-up shows, special appearances, new merch. It's sick. Well,
that's so great. Cool. So sashaprendes.com.
Yes.
Just that easy. All right. And how about Instagram, Twitter? Are you on those sites?
Sasha Prendes.
Sasha Prendes. You can find her. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. You know, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And like I say, you sound wonderful. You sound great. And I love the concept of bilingual, you know, Spanish, English. I love that. That's great. And so, you know, congratulations to you. Shake This is the name of the new single. Sasha Prendes is our guest. You are watching Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.